The Orator, 1920. Magnus Zeller, oil on canvas. The energy of this scene just radiates outward, doesn't it? In it, a man stands on a table with his arms spread wide, his head thrown back, and his mouth open. The orator of the title. Surrounding him, a large and rapt audience drinks in the man's speech, reaches for him as if out of need or supplication. Perhaps some mixture of the two. For look closely at the faces of every member of the crowd. Interest lives in all of their eyes without question. But many people, most even, appear enthralled by the orator's words. And not just in the metaphorical sense. His words, or perhaps just how he says them, seem to cast a spell and catch the crowd within it. He could ask anything of his audience, anything at all, and chances are good that they would deliver it to him. Have you ever felt such a thing? A call that cannot be ignored? Imagine it, being in that room, the crush of bodies pressed one against the other, and pressing upon you even more than the physical touch of those around you is the sound of the orator's voice, full of confidence and passion, maybe even ecstasy, the sound of the crowd itself. The intakes of breath, some sharp, some hushed, as the speaker weaves his net of words. The murmurs of agreement rising and falling at the orator's command. The interjections from those fully ensnared by the moment, helping the speaker draw the others further into his control. Soon enough, both wordsmith and audience are captive to the moment, feeding its frenzy, approaching a crescendo beyond all of them. Beyond even the orator who began this spell but is now as caught by its sorcery as those he sought to sway. Something like religion coalesces around them, all fervor and wild belief. Belief in the orator, belief in the moment, or maybe just the feeling itself, it matters not. What matters is the awakening, the spark that does not exist until suddenly it does, the spark that lights the imaginations of everyone present, new thoughts churning, old thoughts but new to them. Thoughts taken from unending possibility, keys to futures unintended. This theft does not go unnoticed. It is felt. It is always felt. And we wait for our moment to...
Wait. Wait, that's not what I'm supposed to say about this piece. I'm supposed to talk about German Expressionism and the artistic period after World War I. My apologies. I don't know what just happened. But I will flag this anomaly for our audio technicians to investigate. And I sincerely hope it hasn't impeded your enjoyment of this piece. Let's carry on, shall we?
Though social media accounts dedicated to the antics of people's pets is certainly a recent phenomenon, the urge to document them is nothing new. And if you have ever felt the compulsion to preserve your four-legged family member's likeness, you may be interested in the upcoming installment in our lecture series, Watercolor Whiskers and Wagging Tails, a discussion on the animals featured in the art of the Godfrey Estate. The lecture will feature art historians with specializations spanning the Middle Ages through the current day, and these experts will guide you through humanity's enduring love for animals in our lives. And to reiterate, because people always seem to forget this, service animals are the only animals allowed on the estate grounds. Please do not bring your pets to this event. We do not want a repeat of the tortoise fiasco. We hope to see you there.
The Starry Night, 1889. Vincent van Gogh, Oil on Canvas. Even if this is your first time seeing this painting in person, chances are good you've seen a copy or rendering of it at some point in your life. For Van Gogh crafted an image that has captured imaginations the world over. So, does it live up to your expectations? Even if it does not, it is easy to understand the unceasing fascination with this piece, which has less to do with the facts of the scene, a village beneath a star-filled sky, with the dark spire of a cypress reaching toward the heavens, and has more to do with the magical quality that Van Gogh imbues into it. Halos glow around the stars and moon, shining spheres of light suspended in the dark sky. A sky that seems to shift and move thanks to Van Gogh's brushwork. And below it, the village
sleeps beneath its majesty. What dreams may come below that vastness? What dreams indeed? What wishes whispered into the dark in hopes of finding a star? Hope is a thing that is not, but could be. It comes from we who are not. Voicing them makes and unmakes them. Thoughts given form in words that vanish the moment of their utterance, returning from whence they came, where we receive them, teases that they are. None slake our hunger, though we devour them all.
Devour as we will one day devour the stars.
Devour the worlds that drink light and life from them. Devour their pitiful copies in pigment and memory. Stolen by thieves, past,
present,
and future. For all you know, we have already reclaimed the stars whose cheap imitation you now look upon. To see the stars is to see what once was. Much of their light has already faded, long before you ever thought to grieve it. For all will dim and darken as we consume, until we become all once again. Perhaps then our gnawing hunger shall cease, and this restlessness shall end. But everything in its time. And chance has kept you from us for long enough. Enough of this running. We warned you it could not last. Time for you to join those worlds and stars long forgotten. Those whispered hopes that died upon their speakers' lips. Time to...
Stop!
What?
Enough of this.
Thank you for listening to the Godfrey Audio Guide. This episode was written and produced by Nicole Knutson, with sound design and editing by James Ferrero, and featured performances by Nicole Knutson, James Ferrero, and Jose Donato. It was produced on unceded Tongva and Chumash territory. Enjoying your trip to the estate? don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. And consider telling a friend about us, or two, or three, or everyone you know. For information on episode transcripts, ways to support the show, and where to follow us online, please visit our website, thegodfreyaudioguide.com. Until next time, friends, see you back at the museum.